Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is Susan Puzio speaking from beautiful chilly Florida. We finally got our first touch of winter last night, the temperature down in the 30s, but it's not going to last. We're going to go back to having some great weather again. This is the prophetic news broadcast, and today we are going to be discussing ultimate reconciliation and the false doctrine of universalism. There's quite a few people that are involved with this. Some are a little bit underground with it, but there's plenty of research to be done on the internet. You can find some great information, and we will be discussing some of those people today and these doctrines. Next week on our program, we are going to have our topic will be Pimps in the Pulpit, and we'll be discussing Benny Hinn and some of his false doctrines. And so that should be a great program. So we hope you'll tune in next week. We'll be on every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a half hour. And we will be expanding the program in the future. And we will be bringing on guests. So I hope you will call in. Our call-in number today is 914-338-1638, and that's the live call-in number. The chat room is open. I will try to do my best to moderate and to check to see if you've checked in for your comments or your questions. So we want to open up today with our theme scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And let that love be in you, that same love that we have a heart to give. I was very inspired this week by a program on CNN called Heroes. And it was basically about people that have ministries, I would call them, to helping other people in an unselfish way. And it was really beautiful. It takes the world sometimes to show the church what needs to be done, but it was beautiful. If you get a chance to see that program, I think you'll really be blessed. So we're going into the end. I'm a football lover, too. I know there's some football lovers out there. We're going into kind of the middle of the season this year, and we'll see who goes to the Super Bowl. We never know, really, until the end of the season, because anything can happen with football. I enjoy it, and last year the Super Bowl was in Tampa, but I didn't get to go because it cost over $1,000 just to get a ticket to go to the Super Bowl, which is ridiculous. But I'm a big fan of Kurt Warner of the Arizona Cardinals, and he's a wonderful Christian man, and I think he's a great quarterback, too. So we want to get to our topic here today. Also, before I do that, I'd like to mention also, because I promised that I would be diligent to mention this on every program, and some of you out there, you've heard this before, but maybe there's someone listening today that hasn't heard it, about the vaccinations. And I wanted to make you aware that most of the vaccinations do contain fetal cell lines from aborted babies. And this is something you need to know before you vaccinate yourself or your children. You can find the ingredients in vaccinations. There's also mercury and aluminum and some other things that you probably don't want to inject into your body. So you need to be aware. Like I said, I can't tell you what to do, but the information is out there. And you can go to my website, which propheticnews.com. I did have a link there. Otherwise, you can just put in a search engine, vaccinations made from abortion, and it'll bring up the ingredients. So that's something you should know, because it's possible that, it's my belief, I don't have any science for it, but it is just my belief that the reason why we have so much brain damage and autism is because of the aborted babies being in the vaccines, and that's enough to drive anybody crazy, I would think. So anyway, beware. Also, you know, the swine flu vaccine, especially the nasal one, contains the live virus, so it's quite contagious even to be around somebody that's taken that vaccine, because they've been vaccinated with the live virus. So just be careful, be aware, and we ask for God's divine protection. Amen? Well, we want to thank God for this day today, and this is the day He has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I have another scripture here that I wanted to read, Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. The Bible says that you should leave an inheritance to your children, and by all means, please don't give all your money, your inheritance that belongs to your children, to a ministry. Your children will not love you for it. It's okay to give to ministries, but please remember your children. It is biblical to leave them an inheritance. Amen? Amen. Okay, God bless all you listeners today. We're going to talk today about ultimate reconciliation and universalism, which it's really crept into the church today. It's kind of snuck in there, and most people aren't really aware of it. Sometimes even you might be going to a church and you're not aware that your pastor is into universalism and ultimate reconciliation. There's a couple of websites that I'll give you first. So if you're looking for a church, you want to make sure that you don't go to any of these churches because you could be deceived. And I recommend also that you don't spend too much time reading their doctrines unless you're strong in the Lord, because it's easy to get confused. But anyway, there's a website called Universal Station, UR Station, and there's quite a few of the churches and the so-called ministries on there that talk about which churches belong to their ultimate reconciliation organizations. So one website, which is called Sigler.org, it's S-I-G-L-E-R, and they talk about Benny Hinn's brother, William Hinn. Actually, his name is on that website. His name is on two or three different Universalist Ultimate Reconciliation websites. I haven't checked with him or his church, I put that in quotes, he's out in California to see if he's really bought into this, but I don't think that these people's names would be on these websites if they didn't adhere to these false doctrines. You'll also see a man called Charles Slagle. I remember a couple years ago, quite a few years ago anyway, he was traveling in the full gospel businessman circuit. And it seemed like he knew the Lord, but he's gone off into this false doctrine. Also, there's a gentleman called Carlton Pearson. And Carlton, at one time, was a Pentecostal pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He had quite a large church there. In fact, the singer Carmen was a member at Carlton's church. And Carlton was a graduate of Oral Roberts University, and he sang in the singing group, the ORU Singers. And I liked Carlton a lot. I thought he seemed like a real sweet brother. In fact, one year I drove out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be at a Kenneth Hagin conference when I was into that way back when. But anyway, I stopped off for a Sunday morning service at Carlton's church, which he wasn't there, but this was before he got into this universalism and ultimate reconciliation error. But I don't know, even when I was there at that time, I just felt like there was just something that wasn't quite right about the place. But I wonder, too, Carlton is married and he has two children. I often wonder why at one time you appear to know the Lord, his wife appeared to know the Lord, and then they go off into the total opposite of everything that they've known, and they backslide. Or were they ever really born again? Did they ever really know Jesus Christ in a real way? How does a husband and a wife go off, so far off, that Carlton Pearson now is at a church called Christ Universal Temple in Chicago, and it's a New Age church, and he's running it, and he took over for a woman, Johnny Coleman, who has many New Age beliefs. She does not view heaven and hell as places you go or experiences the soul goes through after death. Instead, she believes you are in heaven when you have the things that make you happy. When you do not, you are in hell. Oh, brother. They're both where you are now. And that's a term they like to use a lot, is be in the now. There's even some churches that use that name in their title of their church. But Johnny Coleman, also they believe in astrology. And if you look at Carlton Pearson's, one of his websites, he's even got his sign of the zodiac on there, which, of course, we don't believe in the signs of the zodiac. That's demonic. It is really sad how far Carlton Pearson has strayed, and I don't know if he's ever going to come back. I don't know how he came to the conclusion that there is no hell, that there is everyone in the end will be saved whether they accept Jesus Christ or not. And of course, we don't believe those things because Jesus said, ye must be born again. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. You have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord to be saved. So it's not possible for people to be saved without acknowledging Jesus Christ and without the born-again experience. Any of us that have been born again, We know the experience is real. We know that Jesus Christ truly changed our life. There's no other way we could have been changed except through being born again. All of us can remember the day it happened, the time it happened, and how it was such a miracle that when we asked Jesus into our life, we asked him to forgive us of our sins, that he did come in and he did make the change, and you can't really explain it, but it did happen. And people that believe in ultimate reconciliation and universalism do not believe that there is a hell. They do not believe that God is going to reject people in the end, that in the end everyone gets saved, even a person like Hitler, they believe. But also there's been some famous universalists in the past. We have Thomas Jefferson, who also wrote a Bible, and he took out the resurrection. So Thomas Jefferson was not a Christian, despite what some people want you to believe. John Quincy Adams, Ben Franklin, Paul Revere, Hannah Whitehall Smith. And I understand there is a book by Hannah Whitehall Smith called The Christian Secret of a Happy Life, and it's a book about Christian mysticism. Also, there's another book that might be in some Christian bookstores called The Unselfishness of God. And when she originally wrote it, she did explain her view of biblical universalism, but they have edited out those chapters. So it's really not wise to read books by Hannah Whitehall Smith, because you could be deceived even by reading these books. Also, Abraham Lincoln, some people would have you believe that he was a Christian. But he also did adhere to the doctrine of universal salvation. He said that most people, he doesn't believe in endless punishment. He didn't believe in predestined universal salvation. He said he could not accept endless punishment of anyone of the human race. He believes that Adam made good by the atonement, and that all lost by the fall would be made good by the sacrifice. So they believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for all, which he did die for all, but you have to accept it. You have to accept it. And that's the thing that they can't get straight. And so it's a false gospel. It's another gospel. You can even see some of these people on TBN. And one person that I'm not really sure about this person, Kim Clement, but there is an old article, and it's on Cross and Word. That's a great place to find exhaustive articles. And there is an article that was written quite a few years ago about Kim Clement. And it says, on Kim Clement's website at the time, I don't know if it's still there. I checked before and I didn't find it, but I didn't go in depth on his website. But he denies the born-again experience of John 3. He also states that evangelists are scaring people to commit to Jesus by telling them that they are going to hell rather than opening them up to their inner potential. Oh, gee. He believes, as the Gnostics do, that each person is born with a hidden treasure in their spirit, which can be unlocked and developed. He says, I do not believe that you must be born again to obtain salvation. The Bible clearly tells us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and whosoever believes on him shall have everlasting life. When Nicodemus approached Jesus, he came with a hungry heart, declaring that no one could do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus was a demonstration of dominion that no one else had, and Nicodemus was inquiring about it. Nicodemus was not asking how to be saved. Oh, that's not what my Bible says. I don't know. Kim Clement, I don't know. I even heard one day I was listening, and Brian Houston from Hillsong, they were interviewing his children, and someone asked his daughter when she was born again. She said that she didn't really know that. All she knows is that she had a knowing. Well, the Bible doesn't say you must be known again. How do you just have a knowing? You have to confess Jesus. You have to know that you're born again. How can you be born again without knowing? I don't understand that at all. But there was also a so-called church father by the name of Origen, and he was responsible for, in some ways, for some of these new age Bible versions that we have today. But he was also a believer in ultimate reconciliation. So when people talk about Origen and these so-called church fathers, these people were into the New Age movement. They were totally deceived. They didn't have the truth as we know it. And no matter what anybody tells you or tries to tell you, always check everything out with the Word of God. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, don't go there. Just run. Run for your life. We want to look at some scriptures. Let's back some of these statements up with scriptures about hell and about confession. I'm going to read some of these off to you. And what about the lake of fire? Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had not received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Well, they want to tell you there's no hell, there's no lake of fire, but the Bible says there is. Maybe in their translation of the Bible, the Bible took it out, but this is the King James Version. Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. Well, we know the false prophet is a human being and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20, verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, Jesus says when we're born again that he writes our name in the book of life. And here we have Revelation 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Bible says there is a lake of fire. The Bible says that if your name's not written there, you're going to be cast. It's not a wonderful thought. Who wants to see anyone go to hell? Nobody does. It's terrible. And that's why we have to tell people the truth and run from these people that are preaching these false gospels. And there is a hell. There is a hell. Revelation 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Revelation 6, 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Revelation 20, verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Revelation 20, verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Second Peter 2, verse 4, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Salvation. Let's look at a few salvation scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't just happen. We do not have ultimate reconciliation where no matter if you're a Hindu or a Muslim, as long as you're a nice person or you don't have to accept Jesus because they believe in the end everybody will be saved. But that is not what the Bible says. Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not saved by belonging to a church. We're not saved by baptism. That's when I grew up. I grew up a Catholic, and I believed that you were born again when you were baptized as a baby. But I couldn't confess with my mouth as a baby, and I didn't even know what it meant to be born again. I had no clue. Nobody ever told me. Nobody ever told me until I was 30 years old, and I met an evangelist. And him and his wife shared the gospel with me, and I came to understand and accepted Jesus Christ into my life, and he changed my life. He made my life something beautiful, and that's what he could do for you today. He can change your life. Yes, there is a hell. Nobody, we don't want anybody to go there. It's a terrible place. Imagine knowing that there is a God when you die. You know that there is a God and you never accepted him. You never served him. Right there, that's a form of hell to know that there is a God and you are going to be separated from him from all eternity. Don't be separated from God today. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. He is a real person. He wants to save you. He wants to love you. There is only true love in Jesus Christ. That is the only person you can trust. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons. One God in three persons. That's what we believe. And that's what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is here on the earth. He's the Comforter. The Comforter has come. You will not find comfort in money. You will not find comfort in illicit relationships. You will only find comfort through coming to know Jesus Christ. Let's pray now. Ask Jesus to come into your life. Lord God, minister to all the people that are listening today. Let them know, God, that you love them and that you're real. You've come to forgive them for all their sins. Everything they've ever done can be forgiven and forgotten. That's what you do for us, Lord. You give us amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I remember when those scales came off. It was the greatest day of my life, and it can be the greatest day of your life today. Jesus Christ, the healer of the brokenhearted. Don't commit suicide. Don't commit suicide. There's hope. No human being can ever love you the way Jesus loved you. He laid down his life for you. He came from heaven to be on the earth. God bless you all today. Tune in next week, 1 o'clock. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity today to share the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city.
gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to the city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.